Well, hello, hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate every time you decide to listen to one of my podcasts. My name is Akiyemi McCoy, and I am your host, and this is The Christian Therapist. I do want you to know that anything that I share on this podcast is not meant to be a replacement for therapy with a licensed mental health professional. Anything that I do share is for educational purposes only, and I hope you share this information with others so that they may be able to enjoy it as well. All right, let's begin. I would like to quickly share a scripture with you that is fitting for this episode. It is found in Acts chapter 18, verse 9 and 10, and it reads, "Now the Lord spoke to Paul in the night by a vision. Do not be afraid, but speak and do not keep silent, for I am with you, and no one will attack you to hurt you, for I have many people in this city." I hope you enjoy that reading. How familiar are you with the phrase, "silence is golden"? I remember hearing that phrase when I was a lot younger, and when I heard it, I thought it meant keeping your mouth shut, you know, especially when you're going to say something that's going to hurt somebody's feelings. Well, as I'm becoming older, much older, I understand, to me, that phrase doesn't quite fit. Because to me, silence can be damaging and silence can be dangerous, especially when people keep silent when they see something or see that somebody is going to be harmed or when they are aware that somebody has been hurt or if there's any type of danger present or coming up. That is definitely not the time to keep silent. It's also a good idea to be silent when it comes to sharing information that is private about someone else. So for those reasons, I can see why silence would be golden. And I don't even understand how they really came up with that phrase. But if silence is going to disrupt something or an event, like where you're listening to a speaker, it is good to be silent at that time. You don't want to disrupt instruction or an event where you're there to consume the information as opposed to be engaging with the class, the event, the seminar, or things like that. Until they say, you know, if anybody have any questions, then of course, that's a great time to speak up at that time. Asking questions is always a good idea. It's also probably, well, not probably, but it also is a good idea to be silent if what you are going to say is going to cause anger or an argument or lead to a physical altercation or even just a verbal altercation that probably won't end up in a good spot. Maybe the consequences of the conversation is going to be more detrimental than beneficial. So having an understanding of when to pause, that's a good idea. You should be able to invoke the power of pause when it will instill like an argument or fight or an altercation. Now, the times that you should not keep silent is when you have vital information that is good for whoever is listening and it will benefit other people. So often I learn of new information that will help me as far as my health, as far as my finances, and as far as my lifestyle. And when I learn this information, I am so eagerly wanting to share that information with other people. But unfortunately, Not everybody is receptive to hearing from me for whatever reason, and it's usually family members or very close friends who may not really care to take my advice for whatever reason. Don't always know what that is, but for some people, those that are closest to you are the ones that are less likely to hear what you have to say and to hear the vital information that can actually help them. Another good time to not keep silent is when you have experienced something that you want to share with others so they will not go in the same direction. Again, though, you may have some resistance to others receiving it when they're very close to you because maybe they are very familiar with your experience and they think, oh, that's not my life. And so therefore they're closed-minded and they don't really want to hear. But it's a good idea to always share your experience because it may benefit somebody who is willing to receive it. It's also a good idea to share a real bad situation that you experience because there is a great likelihood that somebody else has experienced your bad situation and you may cause them to want to speak more about it and which will help them maybe get over it. So sometimes telling people what happened to you can help them to heal. It can help them to talk about their own experience. It could help them to maybe not go in that same direction. Another time that it's good to share or to not be silent is when you have a testimony. And when I talk about a testimony, I'm talking about something that happened that you prayed for and that you overcame. And that, again, will help somebody maybe feel or have the courage to speak about theirs and talk about their testimony. It's always a good thing to get encouraging and uplifting, you know, testimonies from other people because it's great. It will greatly benefit them and you. And even more people are likely to start talking about it when they don't feel like they're going to be judged about what they went through, especially for the fact that they overcame it. Another time to be or not keep silent is when you're experiencing grief. If you're experiencing grief, that's why they suggest that you maybe join a grief group, because speaking about what you're going through in the grieving process amongst other people that are grieving the loss of someone that they've dealt with, I mean, that they've lost, it's a good way to heal. So being in grief groups is a plus. You know, sometimes we feel like we don't want to talk about it because it will create more pain. But, you know, sometimes it's good to be able to share that pain with others that are in pain because it helps lift both of you up, or all of you rather, because depending on the size of the group. When you have been given something or you've learned something from somebody else, it is always a good idea not to keep silent when somebody has greatly caused an increase in your life with the information that they shared or the information that they taught you, or when you have really been fed by what they shared. So if somebody, you sit in some event or you listen to something or podcast or YouTube video or a story, or if you read something and it has greatly blessed you, do you realize that the person that shared that information will be motivated to continue to share when they get people telling them, thank you so much for what you shared. It has really helped me. So that's always a good time to not keep silent when you're complimenting someone or giving thanks. Now, the last two things that I'm going to share with you as far as not keeping silent is boundaries and when there's danger. When you know that you need to speak up about boundaries that other people have crossed, you need to go ahead and do that. Because people sometimes will ignore your boundaries or maybe not even see or know what those boundaries are if you continue to keep silent. So remember, it's always a great idea to speak up and not keep silent when you need to express what your boundaries are for your physical, for your mental state of mind, and your spiritual state of mind. So it's never a good idea to keep silent when you know you need to express your boundaries. And you also should never keep silent when you're in pain or when danger is present. When you're in pain, you need to express that to a medical professional or family member so if they can possibly help you get to where you need to go to get help to find out what the reason is for your pain. But never remain in pain and never keep silent. Never keep silent about being in pain. People need to be aware of that. And if you know that there's real danger present, or when you are fearful because of some danger or some risk or something that you feel threatened by, or if someone is hurting you, never stay silent for those during those moments. So get rid of the statement or the thought, if you have it, of silence is golden, because silence can be dangerous and it can be harmful when not shared. All right, until the next time, good mental health and good spiritual health. I do hope you enjoyed this episode, and if you do, or if you did, share this with others on your social media. And I would love it if you decide to go onto Apple Podcasts and give me a 5-star review on this episode or other episodes that you've heard on this podcast. It just helps me get the message and the word out a little bit more. All right. Thank you so much. And if you'd like to contact me, you can reach me on my website at www.life-counseling-transitions.com, or I'm on Twitter at Akayami Listens and on Instagram at Akayami McCoy. Y'all take care. Be blessed.